Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
How much of an impact would Mego be with her bass if she was a...
Oh, huge.
Would she be huge?
Not a bass-heavy band.
No,
never.
It's not a bass-heavy
band.
Well, listen to you two.
Guys, I know you're going to be excited about this, but I just saw that Brian Baio's been promoted to AAA.
Scott Baio's son?
In case you didn't make it through the rain delay, you may have missed Xander Bogaerts bumping up his value.
Swinging a drive to left field. Way back!
Did you happen to catch the re-signed Xander chance from the...
Yeah, I heard it.
We get you ready for Celtics Heat Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And we hear from more Patriots coaches who didn't disclose a lot of information.
How does that make the football team better when there's ambiguity around the title?
At the end of the day, we're going to have 11 guys on the field, and we're going to go out there and try to put a good product on the field. So,
Lou Merlone.
You're not going to start today.
Yeah.
We're going to let Austin Davis start, and hopefully it hurts you. And
yeah.
Hopefully next time you think about it.
Christian Fourier.
It's like you don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry, because you just end up buying
everything.
Megan Ottolini.
As he reinforces habits such as reloading, stick positioning, blah, blah, blah. Hockey talk.
It's Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on Boston Sports Original.
Who is Ross Douglas?
WEEI.
What's going on? It's Lou, Christian, and Mego, and we are just hours away from tip-off. Well,
close.
A few hours away from tip-off of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Heat, Celtics, the reunion, the rematch from 2020 in the bubble didn't go your way the first time. But before we get to the Celtics, we'll have an hour of Celtics talk coming up, I promise. But we've been following this pretty closely. We've been talking about it a bunch today. The comments that Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe got from Xander Bogaerts over the weekend about his contract, keeping the door open. So Pete A. just tweeted this out about a half hour ago. He said, talk to Scott Boras this afternoon. He said definitively that any negotiations with Xander Bogaerts would wait until after the season, and he looks forward to talking to the Red Sox about a, quote, championship proven player, unquote, .. More to come later.
Luke? I don't believe you, Scott. I'm not necessarily think you're a liar. You know, I'm sure you've whatever, but I don't believe you. I don't believe that. That's stupid. You're not doing your job. You're not doing your job if you're not going to take a phone call where he might offer you, what if the phone call comes in?
617,
right,
don't answer it.
Yeah.
617 Erico, don't answer it.
6 and 180.
Yeah.
You going to pick up my phone now, Scott,
just
or
text
no?
Text it. Text
you know what I mean? Like, I get it. 490 was offered. You probably didn't even counter. You just said, all right, thanks a lot. Let's talk. Let's wait.
Yeah.
But if he comes back and says 5150, 6180, you're not going to talk to him? Sorry? No, I don't buy that at all, because I think his client still calls the shots.
Well, and wasn't his client the one who had said that he is open to negotiations?
Right.
Get on the same page.
No, it's true. That's
so
a good
is this
point,
good
Christian.
Cop? Is this good cop, bad cop?
No.
What are we doing? So, oh, no. My client doesn't speak. I speak.
Well, he
really?
Said, yeah, if you go to Scott Boras, I don't know how that works. Kind of keep me out of it. When they have the offer, bring it to me.
Right.
And we'll settle it. It sounds like he wants to settle it, right?
Yeah, Xander said I could call you with a new offer. Here's my new offer. And then if you're his agent, I mean, this is, it's so obvious what they're doing, but whatever. Let's keep playing.
I'll say what.
Let's
tell you
keep
this.
Playing.
The Red
I'm
Sox,
in.
The Red Sox better start winning games. They better start getting into it. So we're talking about their games, because if they continue to play, and they're playing better this week, but if they continue to be out of this thing, this is going to be a summer of contract talks. That's all we're going to be having is contract talks all summer, not talking about this team playing well.
Can't
trade deadline.
Wait.
When's the trade deadline this year?
August 2nd.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you trade him?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's all going to be. Negative.
You can't let him go.
Yeah.
Get away.
How do you
nothing.
Let him go? Re-sign Xander. It's going to be going to Fenway again today. You better start winning games, or you better figure something out.
Xander Bogaerts.
I love that woman.
There was also a Garrett Whitlock update from a tweet from Alex Speer, which is
very similar to what I said earlier.
Basically, that the Whitlock is not going to go back to the pen. He's going to be a starter.
Of course, that they're very close to the structure of their rotation. Yeah,
that's Whitlock it, the structure.
Is, Whitlock
the
is in the rotation. He is not moving. Hauk is going to take that long relief role that Whitlock had earlier, but Hauk will not close. And the people that suggested he should, they don't know what they're talking about. Because if late in games, if Hauk comes in the eighth, ninth, guess what the manager does? He puts all his lefties up against them, and neutralizes what he does well. So Hauk can't pitch in the eighth and the ninth. He can't. Pitch in the middle. Thank you very much.
God, can we get Spaz to go out one more time?
I like that.
But yeah, Whitlock's in the rotation. That's it. End of story, period. Deal with it. I'm miserable.
Yeah. All right, so that's your little Red Sox update since we were hammering that
your
earlier.
Little Red
your
Sox.
Little
look
Red
at Lou.
Sox.
We appeased
gotta,
Lou.
Lou gets
pat
his little
him on
Red
the head.
Sox update. All right, but we're moving on to the Celtics because they got a big series coming up, okay? They return to the Eastern Conference Finals. The first question I want to volley out to you guys.
Go.
They've been here before. They've been here four of the last six seasons, which is an accomplishment.
Sure.
You can say that, sure, that's consistency. You know, you're always in it. If they lose here, if they don't advance beyond this, are you satisfied? Is this a successful season?
No, it's
Hold
a disaster.
On, let me finish the question.
Okay. Go.
Is it a successful season?
No, it's a freaking
now go.
Disaster. Yeah, it is a disaster. I mean, this is it really would be very disappointing. This that you like to use that. Like, you don't get angry, you get disappointed, right? That hurts more. I'd be very disappointed in them. Like, talk about like the leaps and bounds and the challenges that you've overcome and the difficult set of circumstances with, you know, just all the different, you know, superstars that you've played against and the injuries that you have to deal with and the collapses that you've dealt with in the second series. For you to lay an egg in the Eastern Conference Finals after everything you've been through. I don't even think it's possible. One, I don't think it's possible. But if it did happen, everyone should walk in backwards to pick up their check.
Oh, I agree. Now, this is not, it's you know, we're beyond this now. Now it's a championship. Now it's NBA Finals. You should be in the NBA Finals. I think you're the better team. I think they win this thing in five. Because I feel like coming from Milwaukee, who, you know, everybody's talking about Miami's great defense. That's a pretty good defensive team. That's a very good defensive team who took them out of kind of some of the things they do with all the bigs that they had, you know, between Lopez, Giannis, and Portis. They're all basically seven footers. And they can shoot the three. I get it. They can beat the zone, shoot the three. Well, they got plenty of practice last round. They're going to look at this little itty-bitty team, this little tiny team, the second shortest team in the NBA. And they're going to see, you know, they're going to see Bam. And they're going to see Jimmy Butler, 6'7". Everyone else is 6'4", 6'5". Like, it's not the biggest
team. Is Lou height-shaming right now?
Yes, it's NBA. I can
Coming from a little guy himself.
This is not big team. And I think throughout the series, you're going to hear them talking about in the telecast that the Celtics' length and aggressiveness defensively, offensively, is changing this series. And I don't think I just think they're a completely different team. They're a more mature team. They're a more complete team than what these guys, the Miami Heat, saw 2 years ago.
They're certainly a different team. I'll say this. My prediction is six. Celtics in six. I think that they drop tonight. Just because coming off of that gauntlet, the seven-game extremely physical series that they had against the Bucks, and now this two-day turnaround, getting on the jet, going down to Miami, they're banged up. We don't know what Marcus Smart's condition is yet. We think Rob Williams is totally available, which is quite a departure from where we were at last week when he was out during the Bucks series. So I think that they're banged up. They're a little tired. I think it's a close game one. They drop it, and then it goes to six.
See, there is something to this game seven, like, you know, fatigue. Game seven, difficult series, physical series.
Are you feeling it right now? Because you're slowing down a bit over there.
No, you think? I was trying to make sure I say this correctly so I don't put my foot in my mouth. But this is something normally I would be nervous about. They get the rest, you're coming up. But I feel like they should draw. Like, they should be looking at the last three games, even though they lost game five, and draw a conclusion that we're on our way. Like, you should be building with this momentum. You shouldn't be worried about, like, laying an egg. Like, you played three unbelievable games in what, the last game? And then now you're playing tonight? You had one day off. How would you wake up in South Beach and suddenly, like, forget how to play basketball? The Heat are the ones, I think, that are dealing with the burden of, okay, it's been a while since we played. We played the Philadelphia 76ers, and before that, we played the Atlanta Hawks, and the Sixers were just a debacle. Like, Joel Embiid didn't play. Harden was just a fat slob.
No, I think this is a step up in class for Miami Heat, is your point.
Yeah, so they should be, they should be worried about it.
The one thing that does concern me is the health. I mean, that's it. Obviously, you know, them in five, if somebody blows out and people don't play, it's, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, Rob Williams, to me, I don't believe it. You know, on the limit, there's no limit.
That he's available, that there's no minute.
I don't believe it at all. Like, I don't. You know, like, game seven, I'm sorry. It's game seven at home. You lose, you go home. Then you didn't give him the 2 minutes that Tice had in the first quarter, the 3 minutes Tice had in the second quarter. The game was tight. And all of a sudden, 2 days later, there's no restrictions whatsoever. And Marcus Smart is a concern. Like, I think it's a legit concern. Now, if he plays, you know, okay, that's fine. But, you know, those two guys I think are important. You know, I think Kyle Lowry being out maybe cancels off. You know, I think, listen, I'm glad he's not in this series. He caught another break. I just think you're just the better team. I think this is, after playing Milwaukee, this is like a small team. They get after it, but it's, I think the Celtics are just a better club. They win it in five.
And if you're gonna base your opinion of who's going to win this series based on each team's two series, it would be the Celtics that would be the ones you would say they're the ones that are battle-tested. I think the Heat should be worried. So you have them in five.
Yeah, I do.
I have them in three.
It's ridiculous.
Like it.
All right. Well,
they give up.
Marcus Smart left game seven against the Bucks in a walking boot. We heard from Ime Udoka at shoot-around today about his status.
Yes, he's still pretty sore. He tested out a little bit here, and we're hoping he's feeling better, but some soreness there, some swelling still. And we'll monitor him throughout the day, get some treatment, and still be listed as questionable.
Okay, so now we're at the point where we're doing like quasi-investigative journalism with Marcus Smart because we think that Ime Udoka has been playing this shell game. But then we see him walking onto the plane. He's carrying his own bags. There's no boots, but the foot hurts. So what is your prediction? Do you think he's in tonight? Is he out?
See, I don't have a really good read on Ime.
You can't read Ime. That's the problem.
He's tricky right now. There's not enough history with me to kind of know if he's
in
full of crap or
in
not.
In or out?
I'm going in. I think that when we talked to Mannix, as far as Marcus Smart goes, as far as his pain tolerance is pretty freaking high. Now, I think he suits up. Whether he plays a significant amount of minutes, to be determined. But this is a guy I think starts game one.
Well, I'll say he's out just because you said he's out.
I have no idea.
All I know is this. To me, it's like game one. Game one's the least stressful game of all of them. It win or lose, it's like, you know, whatever. Hopefully you go down there and you steal home court. I get it. But doesn't it really ramp up in game two? Like, whoever wins is, if you lose game, I got to win game two. Or you can step on their throat, you know. So I just feel like game one, you just sort of sit back. They're sort of feeling each other out a little bit, what they're going to be doing offensively, defensively. It's like we said in that Bucks series, the first two games were wild. You didn't really know what the series was until game three. You had no idea, like, because it was such an odd two games. So, and I feel like it could still be something similar to that. But I do. You talk about the pain tolerance, sure. But if you remember, he missed game two last series.
I think he's going to be out. I think he's going to be out because I think that they're not going to risk it. Like you said, Lou, it's the lowest stakes in game one. You're on the road. It's a quick turnaround. I think they'd rather give him a couple days rest and have him be available for the rest of the series. Are you concerned about the Celtics game one against the Heat? Revisiting the Heat after that 2020 collapse? Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Right after trending, we're going to get into specifically why this Celtics team is not the 2020 team.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Maloney, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Celtics return to the Eastern Conference Finals once again against the Heat. Rematch from 2020. Last time was in the bubble. This time they're on the road in Miami to start out. We're going to go straight to the phones. Hear what your guys' concerns are, what your predictions are. Let's go to Tony in Linfield. Tony. Tony in Linfield. Oh, let's go.
Wake up.
Here. Sorry, I'm over here.
Here we go, Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
Hello. Yeah, listen, Lou, your assessment of the Celtics in winning in five was very good. I agree with just about everything you said. I actually think if they win the first game, which I think they will, it could be four. I based that on
it's being
a
three.
Celtics fan. Stop. being a Celtics fan since 1966 when I was 10 years old and watching a lot of games and listening to a lot of intelligent people and just observing, Milwaukee, that series should not have gone seven. It should have gone five. Milwaukee was lucky to win two games that they shouldn't have won. And I don't see Miami being able to match up with us in any way, shape, or form, assuming outside of injuries, that I foresee nothing more than five games before we go on to the finals.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
All right. Tony's bullish on it. All right.
Christian, by the way, I saw that we put that sound up about you having your prediction of Celtics in three.
Yeah.
And somebody responded, it's very upset at you. Because, you know, obviously you're an idiot.
I'm not taking it seriously.
You got to win at least four.
Oh, my gosh.
To win. So well, someone was very, very upset.
This is Sports Talk Radio, Christian. No joking allowed.
Yeah. Oh, we're sorry.
Celtics in three prediction.
How dare
very
you?
Upset you
know
at
what?
You,
for, you know what, Christian? I'm not angry at you. I'm just disappointed.
There you go. There. Yeah.
Best of seven is four, Christian.
God, Christian.
Idiot.
I didn't know.
Dummy.
Is that your the way job? It
Let's
works?
Go to. Can we go to Charlie in Boston?
Sure can.
Charlie, you're on.
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate you guys having me on. I think that they split the first two games, but it's going to go to five. I think they're going to smoke them tonight. Like, I just think they got the momentum. They're going to smoke them tonight, and they're going to be like, what is this? And then they're going to lose game two because they get complacent, and then they just take the other three. So that's what I'm thinking. They're way more complete than them, and the only way that they lose is if they have that little mental digression, like, and we see Smart and ISO ball, you know what I mean? So
Yeah, Charlie, thanks. Who's more likely, which team is more likely to sleepwalk through the first quarter?
Okay, so it's interesting that you bring that up because the Celtics took 2 of 3 in the regular season against the Heat, but I think that the most indicative game was in March, late March. So the Celtics had already figured it out. They were the team that they are now, except they didn't have Rob Williams. So Rob Williams was out for whatever injury or, you know, rest he was having at that time. And the Heat kind of dominated them. That game had 16 different lead changes, and I think you're going to see a lot of that in that series. But the Heat did that defensive thing to them where they just made the Celtics completely forget their half-court offense, and they start doing that iso ball crap and start making bad judgments and not moving the ball around. And it just, you know, we've seen it.
We saw in the last series.
So I think that's the only risk here. I'd say that's the major risk
that
here.
That was a 2020 bubble game. Because the Celtics got out, the fourth quarter was 27-15. They lost by 12. They lost the game by 8. And so in the fourth quarter, once again, they dominated you. You know, and I think that's what we saw in the bubble. I think this is a different team. Especially after the first couple, just getting through that series, I think this is a different team. What they showed you in Game 6 in Milwaukee, what they showed you in Game 7 in Boston, obviously this is like the final test. Christian, this is the team you're worried the most about. I thought it was Milwaukee. You always said Miami's because of the demons of what happened in the bubble.
Think about my favorite movie, Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Sorry.
Okay.
Every stage is a different different villain. Like he had to fight Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. Oh my god. So it's get past KD.
No, it is. Think about it.
Get past Giannis.
Get past him and that like. I overvalued
and this heat
late seeded team that everyone was treating like a first round team, first number one seed. Then you get around your former MVP and last year's champs. Like, great, you did it. You threw away some games. You got beat up in the first game. You had a terrible collapse in game 5, and then all the circumstances. You've really been in every situation. This is not the same team. This team, I think, is ready for the challenge. And I actually think they want it. I think they want it.
Oh, I think they're hungry. I think that they are hungry in a way that they haven't been before. Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe joined us earlier in the show, and we asked him how he felt that this team stacked up against the Celtics 2020 team.
More mature, different, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I think that's the thing to focus on. Robert Williams. Robert Williams in that series and that playoff run in 2020 was still getting his feet wet, making a lot of mistakes. Brad Stevens couldn't really trust him. Now he's a completely different player. There was no Al Horford 2 years ago. He was in that one ill-fated year with the 76ers. Daniel Tice played a major role a couple years ago. Now he's a backup center. You have a more polished Marcus Smart. In the bubble, Marcus was chucking the threes. He was three-point Marcus in the bubble. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. So, yeah, I think they're a different team than 2 years ago.
Yeah, any way you look at it, I think they're a better team. No, you know, they have some of the same guys, but these guys they're playing a different style of basketball under Ime Udoka. I think that they know who they are, and I think that they're hungrier.
This is a completely different team. I go back to that year, you know, Tatum and Brown. Tatum was 21, Brown's 23, 2 years ago. They've grown up an awful lot. Kemba was on that team. Marcus Smart, Daniel Tice, that's your starting lineup. Okay, Tice you hope never to see. All right, and Kemba was a guy that actually had a pretty good series, but was picked on defensively. There's nobody to pick on defensively on this team. And the guy, Gordon Hayward, if you remember, that was the year he played one game against Philly, got hurt the rest of the postseason, missed the first two games against Miami, played the last four, was a shell of himself. And then Brad Wanamaker. So your backcourt was Kemba and Brad Wanamaker an awful lot. Talking about two small guys that they just abused. That was it. Ogilvy coming off the bench. This team is completely different. There are no defensive weak spots.
No, there really aren't. That's their whole thing. I mean, when they move away from that, you know, the offense in the half court can get stagnant for them. We've seen it happen in every series. But they are so clutch defensively. Like, they will just handcuff this team across the board.
And they had Dragic on that team as well, who was fantastic in that series. You know, they had Jay Crowder, you know, and you had Iguodala. Like, just Iguodala didn't play all that much, but still, just two guys that kind of been around championship kind of DNA. They know what it takes to win, and I just don't feel like Kyle Lowry being out is a huge loss for this team.
They had Kelly Olynyk.
They did have Kelly.
Wow.
Yeah, again, another guy. Wow. Championship Clinic? DNA.
I'm not gonna say it's a cakewalk. They have some nice players. I think Bam Adebayo is going to be the X factor in how your bigs perform on him, what Al Horford has left in the tank at this point, how healthy Rob Williams is, whether Tyler Hero looks like the sixth man of the year or not. But at the same time, you're just the better team.
You just are. You are.
All right, let's go to Gary in Dorchester.
All right, Gary, go ahead, pal.
Gary.
Hey, Gary's there. Yep.
Hey, Gary's there.
Take on the Celtics, and then a quick take on the Patriots here. Celtics got them in six, but you got to think of this from the Heat's perspective here.
Celtics just swept Kyrie Irving and the Kevin Durant-led Nets. And now they came, they defeated the finals defending champion. You're the Heat. Who'd you beat? You guys said it earlier. The Hawks. You beat the 76ers without Joel Embiid for a couple games. Bam, who embarrassed Tatum with that block that we all remember. He hasn't been hot every game. He's had his off and on and off games. And, yeah, I won't go into too many details, but just wanted to scratch the surface from the Heat's perspective. And then one quick comment on the Patriots, if you will, with this coaching situation. I don't know if anybody's made the connection yet to the movie Office Space, where they ask, what do you even do here? When they got the guys interviewing. That's what I would relate to this. What would you say you do here? And nobody can answer that. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Oh, they see the Office Space, like they can answer it. They just don't know. Like with the Patriots, they know, they just won't say it. But in regards to the
TPS reports.
Yeah, but in regards to the Heat and how they feel, like, so they're playing this whole we're being disrespected card. Like, mm-hmm. nobody believes in us, and they, you know, we haven't done anything, and, you know, we have a small city, and nobody comes to our games only in the half, in the second half. They did beat Atlanta, and they took out Trae Young. Congratulations. Then they went and they played Philly, and they basically took out James Harden.
Yeah. And Harden had a broken face. So.
Well, he had a broken face, and he had a jacked up thumb. He had he was all messed up.
Yeah, and Harden is just a mess.
And Harden is a tough fat year for Embiid. Just tub of lard, and is just
wake up call
way over past his prime. So, do I give them more credit for that? Those two series wins, as I do the Celtics? No way. Like, no way. The fact is that the Celtics had the tougher road. They had the bigger challenge, and they came out of it. So they're ready. So I don't see them laying an egg in game one. I don't care who's hurt or who's not playing. They're not going to come out and lay an egg in this game.
No, I don't see it at all. All right, let's go back to the calls. I want to go to Colt in the Seaport. Colt, go ahead.
Colt.
All right, Colt, appreciate the time. Let's go to Justin because I know Justin's fired up for this game, no. So we got to get him going. Go ahead, Justin, what's up?
What's up? All right, kudos to Lou and Mego for talking about Jason Tatum having a big game. If he's saying he ain't listening to the radio, he's lying. I think
he's not.
the fact that we swept the Nets gave us our confidence, and then we had the big test and took out the defending champs. The Heat kind of slid into this thing. I think that we're rolling right now. I think we're going to take tonight. I think we're going to take it in six. I think the big deal, too, is that Ime, with this strong eight-man rotation, you got a couple of guys off the bench that were starters. And I think that's going to play a big, big factor into this series. It's not going to be a cakewalk, but, man, there's no way these boys are letting this series go. We're ready. We're more hungry. We bodied our ways into this series, and we're coming for it. Watch out. Let's go, Boston.
Yeah, boy,
go Celtics.
This guy's fired up. I love Justin.
Always.
All right, Justin. Always. He brings the energy.
He's never not.
Can we go to House?
Up.
Let's go to House. All right. House in Dorchester. Whoa. House, by the way, House, are you a big fella, or are you one of those skinny guys that go by House?
Am I a big guy? I weigh 280.
Oh, you're a big boy.
So it's not like you're
well, you know what I mean? It's like tiny. They call you tiny because you're big.
Yeah.
But okay.
No,
so it's a reverse for House.
I'm 6'4", 280.
There you go. All right, House, what do you got?
So listen, man. Listen, I already told y'all, you know how I feel about my man Grant here, but we're going to sweep the Heat. Do you see what we went through? They was getting punched in the face, karate chops, beating the chest. Then he can't do that to the Celtics. The Celtics is ready. They are ready. They're going to roll over the Heat. After they stop Jimmy, they're going to shut Jimmy's old self down.
Ooh.
And they're going to give Adebayo all he can have. And like I said before, they're going to try to make all the other guys beat him. Tyler Hero's about the only consistent one who hasn't been consistent on the bench. Oladipo, he's not consistent. What is he going to do? I just want to know, like, what is he going to do? Like, I think the media so scared to say that the Celtics is just a better team and they're on their way to the championship.
Well, I'll sit in his house real quick. Thank you very much.
So now are the Celtics, nobody believes in us?
No, they're not scared.
The media doesn't believe in us?
Everybody's predicting the Celtics. Everybody. Everybody's predicting the Celtics. There was like 19 NBA experts on ESPN. 16 had the Celtics. I think like all CBS guys. There was like 30 predictions. Like 25 had the Celtics winning this series. But he brings up an interesting point. Like, don't you sort of feel like this was like the Patriots? I mean, the Celtics just got into like a heavyweight fight. and now they're dropping down to a middleweight class. And they're playing like a skilled fighter, you know, still tough. But I just think they could take the shots.
Well, they cut
like,
weight.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever. We just fought freaking Tyson.
Sorry, I mean, the Heat, like, they were the number one seed, but they took the easier path to get here. Like, the Celtics ran through the gauntlet
they
by all
They earned the easier path.
They earned the easier path, and then they cruised it. Through it. They cruised through it. And I know Kyle Lowry is a big loss for them, but they were able to get through that 76ers series just fine without him for five games that they won. So I'm not really thinking that Kyle Lowry is going to be the game changer at this point, whether he's healthy or not. I just think across the board, bench, starting five, Celtics are the superior team here.
Speaking of that, let's go to so Jeff Van Gundy was on with Greg Hill this morning.
How? And
he yes, Greg, yeah. He gave his prediction for this series.
Listen, I think it's going to be really, really a good series. You know, I think I've picked Boston to win it from way back. I think Boston's been the best team in the league. I think they're going to win it all this year. But, you know, these differences between teams are very, very minute. And so a series can change on one bad break or one, you know, good bounce of the ball.
Is that Mike Lombardi talking basketball?
It does sound like Mike Lombardi, doesn't
Sounds
it?
Sounds just like him.
How dare you question Bill?
Yeah, I think how you heard dare say you question oh, Bill? Oh, sorry. Are we talking basketball now?
Nobody South. On that station has any right or any knows more about football than
you know. These differences between teams are very, very
it's the same guy.
Minute.
It is the same dude, is
the
it
thing
not?
The about the Patriots is they realize that they've got to get a good player at 32.
One bad break or one, you know, good bounce of the ball.
Yeah, I think it was. Sure, they didn't have Mike Lombardi on? They had Jeff Van Gundy.
Was Mike Lombardi the one hanging it on Alfonso Mourning's leg?
Why does the morning show have everyone on that we request?
Like, oh, you want that guy? Sorry.
Okay, can you guys get him on? Good idea. We're going to use him instead.
I think that's a challenge to Tyler. I feel like it's a challenge. Kersh just gets up so early in the morning. He's always, he's always ahead of the game.
Beat him out, Tyler. Beat him out. Do your thing.
Tyler's like, great. Thanks, guys.
My God.
I don't have enough to do. Can we go to Tom in Hull?
Hey, Tom, what's going on, pal?
Let me just tell you, you guys are the absolute best. And I'm dubbing you Mego and the two studs. I love Mego and I love you two. You two are the best.
We're studs.
Absolutely. But the thing about it is that I'm going to just confess, on game five, there was 2 minutes ago, we're up by six. And, you know, I'm a little older, kind of dozed off, and I woke up and I was listen to the guys doing the after post game. I mean, we lost, and I was like, I said to my wife, "Are you kidding me? We lost this game?" And she goes, "Yeah." And I calmed down a little bit, and I turned to her and I said, "Honey, let me just tell you right now, we're playing against the best player in the NBA, and we're going to his house for Game Six for them to wrap it up. If we beat them in Game Six, we're going to come back and win Game Seven, and we're going to win it all."
Did you guys chest bump after that?
Did you dump Gatorade? Did she dump Gatorade on your head?
Oh, that's it, baby. I'll be up tonight. Okay, guys.
All right, Tom. Enjoy the game, pal. Enjoy the game.
You're sleeping in the garage. Tom.
Chest bump, honey. Chest bump. Let's go.
My wife loves it. Get a running start. Let me tell you something, honey. Okay, Verlander's pitching. Yeah. I know he's got a good breaker ball, but they're going to attack it. And they're going to hit homers on him all day. She's like, okay, dude, relax.
And yeah. She's
okay.
Like, all right,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm taking down another wall over here. Yeah. We need an open floor plan.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Fix the Christmas tree yet?
Exactly. Don't get me going.
You got that? Yeah, listen up here, guys. I got.
Should we finish it off with Scott?
Yeah, let's do one more. Finish up with Scott.
Sure. All right, Scott, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say I think Celtics take it tonight. I think they take it in five, and I think then they get Golden State, and when they do, they're going to bully that team all over the floor, just like Marcus Smart bullied Steph Curry when he dove for that loose ball, and Steve Kerr came out and begged Marcus Smart not to play so hard. You can get more of that, and they're going to take Golden State right out. That's my prediction.
Banner 18.
There's a lot of confidence rolling right now.
Grandy's
yeah,
writing the script.
Because the series hasn't started
confidence
yet.
Right now.
Sean
you
Grandy's
can be
writing
confident before yeah. you see anything yeah. when you just yeah. came off a winning series.
Hey, everybody's feeling real good. I do think that the Heat have in my opinion, have a greater tendency to sleepwalk through the first half.
You think so?
Yeah. So game seven. Terrible first quarter.
Yeah.
Terrible first quarter where everybody dig themselves out of a hole. If they dig themselves in a hole like that, do they have the ability to get out of it with this team?
The Celtics?
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
They're able to get out of it against every team
they
play.
I think they can get out of any jam.
I think it'll look different, though. You watch game one, you sort of feel like how it's going to go. there's not going to be 55 three-pointers. Like, they're quicker. They're smaller. They're they'll guard the perimeter. But I do think you'll see this is the type of stuff where you want to see Tatum getting to the line 12, 13, 14 times. You want to see guys getting to that line. Let's see Marcus Smart getting to that line. You know, because I think the rim will open up compared to what the hell you just went through going up against Lopez and Giannis and even Bobby Portis. So it's like, you know, I think it's different. Go to the basket. You know, I still think the threes will be there, but still I think you're going to see these guys getting to the line a lot more or challenging that a lot more than you saw, I think, in that last series.
Well, game one against the Heat, Eastern Conference Finals, is tonight sometime between 8:30 and 9. Tip-off time is 8:30, but it'll probably
be Oladipo.
Closer to 8:45. We'll wrap up with your Celtics calls next and do last call.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so Maloney, Fourier, and Mega would like to, congratulate a listener because Encore Boston is proud to be part of Titletown. And in honor of Encore winning two Forbes Travel Guide 5-Star Awards, we would like to congratulate Brian O'Donnell of Brighton for winning Encore's Ultimate Package, okay, which includes a one-night stay in a signature suite, which is awesome. Okay, because I've stayed there. I know Lou has also. $250 in spa services and $250 to Rare Steakhouse, which is awesome. Also, by the way, I just went there for Mother's Day. Actually, I took my wife there for Mother's Day, but I acted like it was for her, but it was really for me because I love that restaurant. Courtesy of Encore Boston Harbor.
That's not part of the copy.
It isn't. Encore Boston Harbor, a Forbes Travel Guide 5-Star Award winner for both hotel and spa, and proud to have the highest rated steakhouse in Boston.
And
Encore
in the Boston. Fourier House.
Oh, there it's the go. Best. Love it. I love Encore. I love Rare, and I love the spa.
Good, good, good. I like it. Hey, let's get back to the phones before we get the last call. Let's go to Alex in Pawtucket. Alex, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Just want to say we just watched the finals, basically, between the Celtics and the Bucks. It's the only other team that plays similar to how we play. You know, they shut down your star players or at least make them do difficult shots. Their defense is stifling. And the fact is they make the coaches work and actually come up with different game plans. And I don't see any other team that's gonna even compare to that. But, yeah, that's really all I had to say. I think it's going to be in five and go Celtics.
You know, and that's what the Heat are feeling. I feel like that's where they feel like the disrespect card is like nationally the people are saying, well, the real series, the real championship series where it just happened with the Bucks and the Celtics. And they're acting like, you know, they don't exist. Like they're invisible.
Well, a lot of people felt that way, though. I mean, I kind of felt that way, too. The winner of that Bucks-Celtics series is going to win the East.
Yeah, I said it. I said the winner of that series is going to go to the finals. I still feel that way. I still think the Celtics are going to go to the finals. They got to get through this, get through it healthier, and we'll see.
Let's go to Dave, who's out in Natick, who wants to give us the keys. Not Rich Keefe's keys, but the keys to the series. What do you got, Dave?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen, and Mego, great show.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I think the Celtics are more likely to win in five than they are to have it go seven. But Spoelstra is probably the best coach in the game right now as far as making adjustments. Adebayo is certainly nowhere near Giannis, and they beat Giannis. And the way the Celtics switch on defense, if Spoelstra can't make an adjustment to get his outside shooters freed up, then I think the defense is going to strangle him. And then we only really need to score about 100 points a game in order to stand a really good chance of winning each game. So it's going to come down to Coach Spo. Ime, I don't see him choking on the big stage, but I don't think the Heat players on their own are going to be enough to turn this over.
Yeah, well, as far as adjustments. I feel like that's all Ime did. Like, you can't get this far in a series like just playing one way. Like, he made, you know, adjustments, you know, routinely through,
right,
not only through each series but throughout each quarter.
Right. No, he went in that one Bucks game. I forget which one it was. Long series. He went to the small ball lineup in the fourth
quarter.
That's
when Grant was unplayable.
When he was unplayable. I think that was game three?
You know, the
game
biggest four? Adjustment is actually making Grant Williams playable again.
But it is like, oh, now you're playing the Heat. Spoelstra's a great coach. Boonholz is a pretty good coach, too.
Yeah.
It's not like Steve Nash. You know what I mean? Just a corpse over there. Just like, come on, keep doing it.
Wow. You know? Tough for Steve Nash.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Budenholzer is a good coach. Spoelstra's a great coach, too.
Spoelstra is an elite coach. Yes. I would say that. And he pantsed Brad a couple years ago. So you got that hanging over you. But I think Ime is a great in-game coach. I think we've seen that thus far, at least from the small sample size we have.
All right, let's get the last call, because that's brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. You can donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com, or you can give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. So we're talking about how Tom Brady, the roast.
Yeah, Netflix new series called Groat. Greatest roast of all time.
Yes, and Christian, you had a problem with it because you don't want athletes to roast.
They suck at
other
it.
Athletes. You want comedians. You want comedians to roast athletes. And just as an example maybe of what you're getting at, this was Gary Payton, who attempted to, I guess, roast the Inside the NBA TNT crew. This is what it sounded like.
Charles Barkley is an NBA superstar. He retired with unbelievable stats. 20,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, 4,000 assists, and he only got two friends. That's it. That's all that boy got is two friends. I messed that one up. Bad joke. What is wrong with you, girl?
I'm saying you
Hey, that's a good one. You know, Ernie Johnson, the man who runs the show, it is not easy. After a long day at the office, he has to reach for the hard stuff, whole milk. That's what he do. That's all he do. Hey, man, this has been real for me. They gave me the corny jokes, real corny. You know what I'm saying? The corny jokes. Shoot. But you guys, you know what I want to do, man?
What do you want to do? What is it?
I just want to do it like this.
Go ahead.
Gave me terrible stuff, didn't they, Chad? But I just want to tell you guys just like this, man. No, for real. These four guys up here, man, I played against Charles. I played against Kenny.
So basically, that's how a roast works, right? You insult him, then you tell him talk about how much you love him.
Yeah, it's a terrible best man speech.
Oh,
it's
like, right.
And then at the end, but seriously, Mike, you are my best friend.
You screw up one joke, and you're there for me. Absolutely done. I mean, you hear the point where the crowd's like, all right, we're not listening to you anymore.
All right, so earlier we were playing some sound of Joe Judge. And we were playing sound of Joe Judge, not just today talking to the media or yesterday, but him a few years back, last year, actually, with the New York Giants.
You're in the damn building, you walking through our locker room, you ain't seen that crap you saw before. I signed up to be the head coach here. Whatever bull gets fired, better get fired for me. You got that? It's got to go through me to get to them.
All right.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So 9 days later, he got fired. Correct? Is that what it was? 9 days
correct,
later?
9 days.
9 days later, he got fired. So somebody did go through you, Joe. But after that rant, Dan Orlovsky actually gave Joe Judge a nickname playing off of that rant.
Players in the locker room don't like Timmy Toughnut coaches when you're losing football games. Timmy Toughnuts from Joe Judge.
Yeah.
And you're losing football games.
Yeah.
And your quarterback goes, everybody on your team is hurt. You're down 38-3 at the end of the game. Your quarterback is still in the game with like 2 minutes to go, and he's taking shots when everybody on your team is hurt. Like, this is just a disappointment by the Giants.
That's
the best dad joke you ever told.
Well, here's the thing.
We're not nearly mature enough to sit through
Timmy Toughnuts. But
Timmy Toughnuts.
Yeah.
We got a nickname.
I think it's absolutely perfect.
Nobody wants to sit through Timmy Toughnuts when you're getting smoked and your team is bad.
Yeah, and try
it's so true.
And
then players in the locker room don't like Timmy Toughnut coaches.
Yeah, and then you're going to sit there and address the team on a Monday and try to explain away how stupid you were.
Oh, God.
You got that?
Oh,
what a nightmare.
Oh, man. All right, we got game one. We got 8:45, 8:30 coverage, right? Probably 8:45 tip. I think if you're looking for a little appetizer, by the way, Sox are on, Urquidy versus Eovaldi. Jared Carrabas and I will live stream watching the baseball game from his living room.
Okay.
You can go to my Twitter account, at Lou Maloney. I retweeted Jared, tweeted out the link to it. You can watch it on Twitch. Kind of like a Manning cast, Carrabas and me.
And there will be cursing. The game.
There might be.
There will be cursing.
How much of the living room do we get to see?
Like, I don't know.
Are we
going to
get a nice little apartment tour?
It's got 10 TVs. He set the whole thing up. It's sick. So.
And you will be drinking.
Maybe. Yeah, I may have a beer.
Just one. Responsible.
Yeah. Just one.
It's been a while since Carrabas and I sat down and talked baseball.
Oh, this
It'll
is
be fun
get
on stream.
Will you send us photos?
Check that thing out. Photos?
I want to see if he has some Crate and Barrel furniture, Pottery Barn. What's going on?
All Lazy Boys.
Now, you and Jared are also watching the basketball game, too, right?
Oh, yeah. He's got 10 TVs. We got the Celts on as well. So about 8:45, halfway through the game, there'll be some commentary of the Celtics as well as the Sox, because we all know the Sox.
Can you mention my name? I want to see. Just see if you can somehow throw my name in there. So we can record this. So kind of like when I was doing the Patriots games.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Talk about Solaire.
Jared and I talking Sox and Solaire.
Solaire.
That's going to do it for us. Celts tonight. Obviously, big game tonight.
So far, Solaire's just spit on both.
We will break down game one tomorrow with Brian Scalabrine. He will join us, as well as Alex Gore. He'll join us as well. Probably 2:30 or so is when he usually joins us. But that's going to do it for us. Enjoy the game, everybody. Have a great night.
Mike Milbury on the Greg Hill Show, chatting Bruins.
What the next steps would be, you know, the cycles come and go. They're at the end of the Bergeron cycle, or near the end of the Bergeron cycle, and that means you have to retool, and that means tough decisions and risky decisions.
Miss Mike Milbury on the Greg Hill Show? Listen to it on demand, anywhere, anytime. Download the Odyssey app and take Boston sports with you everywhere you go.
WEEI.
New England Sports Original.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.